This is the Ethanol Report. Today, we're chatting with Bobby Likas of the Bobby Likas Car Clinic Network, which is a radio, television, and internet-distributed automotive talk show. Likas recently announced a partnership with the Renewable Fuels Association to help educate both consumers and automotive technicians about ethanol.
To share what I know with callers from across the United States and with my colleagues is what's really important. And I've been a proponent and an absolute supporter of ethanol since the mid-70s. There's a lot of myths with regard to what ethanol does when blended with gasoline. So we're not only busting those myths, if you will, but we're providing, I think more appropriately, facts that technicians can understand and see. Because they're a gotta see it, touch it, feel it, gotta know. The thirst for knowledge in the automotive service industry is undeniable and unbelievably powerful.
As a car guy, engines are what really excite Bobby Likas, particularly what he calls the power that's produced above the piston. To that end, he recently made a couple of trips to find out more about new research to produce engines that use ethanol more efficiently. First, he visited Argonne National Laboratories.
Argonne National Lab is a publicly funded facility, so therefore it is neutral. And Forrest Jalik, who is a research engineer there, shared with me test cells. These are engine cells where they run engines in place. They're called dynos. And they were testing biodiesel, gasoline, hydrogen, electricity, ethanol, and a blend of some of those and all of those fuels to see what they could develop from existing engines and in future engines. And it was clear by what I saw at Argonne National Lab there just south of Chicago that ethanol definitely is an enabler to the technology of the engines that are being developed.
After Argonne, Likas went to the Detroit Technical Campus of Ricardo Engines.
And Ricardo Engines provides solutions to OEMs who have a tough time meeting Congress mandates of CAFE and EPA standards. What does that mean? It means that you have smaller engines that produce more power, cleaner burning, and more MPG with a lighter package. Now, in order to do that, you have to create that power above the piston. What does that take? It takes ethanol and the properties of ethanol, and they see that ethanol in higher percentages is an enabler.
An enabler, that is, to allow for aggressive engine downsizing. Likas is particularly impressed with Ricardo's EBDI, or Ethanol Boost Direct Injection Engine.
Ricardo designed that engine. And that's an engine that's a 3.2 liter V6 that outperforms the 6.4 diesel engine, both in power and torque. It's unheard of. How did they do that? Ethanol, EGR use, control of combustions, turbo assist. And a study that Ricardo performed says that through the year 2025, ICE, internal combustion engines, would represent more than 70% of all the propulsion methods of cars that are bought in the United States. We have an abundance of ethanol. We have the opportunity here to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. We can open the floodgates to those engineers that are thirsting for higher octane fuels that will enable them to produce a smaller, more powerful, cleaner burning engine. What is right with that picture?
To educate about ethanol on his car clinic programs, Likas is concentrating on trying to provide facts and separate the issue from politics, which he admits is difficult to do.
And a show doesn't go by that there's someone who calls in that immediately asks a question, and when I give what I thought was the great answer, they shift into the political aspect. And I have to rein them in and say, wait, let's park this aside. Let's look at the facts. There's every reason in the world to use ethanol, and specifically a recent study showed that ethanol reduced the wholesale price of gasoline $1.09 a gallon. So there are those who would say, well, yes, you save me 5 cents a gallon, but I go fewer miles on ethanol-enhanced fuel. Is that true? Yes. Not to the extent believed, but it is a fact, and that is true. However, if you pay less, then the dollar per mile does work out. And then there's another issue of real cost of gasoline. as to how much the subsidies of the gasoline has that we spend every year in this nation. The subsidies are now gone for ethanol. So that's another fact that many people don't know. I shared that with a caller recently on a local Car Clinic broadcast, and after a couple of questions that he asked and I answered, he said, you know, he says, you dance pretty well. For someone who was obviously against ethanol, and before he left that conversation live on air with many people listening and tuned in, he turned.
To educate his fellow automotive technicians, Likas is using information on his website, carclinicnetwork.com, as well as personal appearances at the Automotive Service Association convention this year.
And we created the program in collaboration with our Renewable Fuels Association, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. And it is our goal to educate the trainers, to train the trainers. We're going to take 20 facts about ethanol for calling all technicians to where the technicians will be. And there are thousands of technicians that go to this event, and they want facts. If you give them facts, they're going to walk away from that convention having learned something that they absolutely will not forget. We're going to broadcast and globalcast from that event and open their minds with facts, 20 facts about ethanol that they absolutely cannot, you cannot ignore a fact.
Likas is looking forward to a future with ethanol-optimized engines that allow consumers more fuel choice.
Not only getting the flex fuel, but also educating the people who are buying the flex fuel that they can use multi-fuels, and they have the options, giving the public the options. And we need more E85 stations. We need blender pumps. We need to open the market. We need to let the consumer decide what he or she will buy. We need to give them the options to the American public so that they can buy the fuel of their choice.
Once again, the website for Bobby Likas Car Clinic Network is carclinicnetwork.com. And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.